leading products in the field of obesity, so we're quite pleased that that's likely to go on. Meanwhile, my laboratory is working on several more, because there's not just one hormone, there's about four of them. And the body normally works by releasing several. This actually is probably an important safety feature, so that if you get a parasite or something in your gut, it can't fool the body into losing its appetite spuriously, because you need to have more than one hormone to really have the effect. This makes it a little difficult to develop a successful therapy, but we think we've done it now, actually.
Well, we'll just have to watch this space with that one. Thank you very much. We'll leave it there. Steve Bloom from Imperial College explaining why obesity isn't just as simple as people eating too much. Thankfully, though, there might be a solution. Kat?
Yes, you're listening to The Naked Scientist, and we are looking into the weighty problem of obesity. Now, in today's show and this week, Meera Senthilingam has been investigating a way to lose weight that doesn't involve dieting or exercise. It seems like my dream come true, but it does cost a lot of money.
Well, it's that time of year for resolutions and promises that many of us make to fulfil the phrase, a new year, a new you. Now, as well as many people quitting smoking or changing their image, for many others, this means trying to lose some weight. But in this day and age, with cosmetic surgery becoming quite a common occurrence, some people resort to liposuction to remove this weight. So this week, I'm at the Cadogan Clinic, a day surgery centre in London, and with me is Dr. Brian Mayhew, the man who first introduced liposuction to the UK. So Brian, what exactly is liposuction?
Well, liposuction is simply removing fat by the most convenient way. You can just remove fat by cutting it out, but then you're left with scars and a rather uneven shape. With liposuction, you can take the fat out quite smoothly, and it's basically loosened by rasping it with the end of this tube or cannula that we use and sucking it out into a bottle. And once it's sucked out, it doesn't come back.
So why does actually sucking out the fat make a bigger difference than, say, if someone lost weight and just reduced their fat cells?
Normally, when people put on weight, fat cells just get bigger. And when they lose weight, they get smaller. But there's no reduction in number of cells. But here, we're reducing the number of cells and therefore the shape.
OK, well, we're actually down in one of your operating theatres at the moment, and I can see the liposuction machine in front of me. It's kind of a tall rectangular unit which has bags of solution hanging from the top of it. How does this overall machine work to actually suck fat out of people?
Well, the basic principle is that we've got a suction machine, and we suck out the fat as fast as we can, so the maximum we can achieve is one vacuum, so we try and get as close to that. We have some fluid in bags to which we add adrenaline to reduce bleeding. It constricts the blood vessels. There's bicarbonate as well, and this is used to adjust the pH to the body pH. If it's not the same pH, it's uncomfortable. And local anaesthetic, short-acting and long-acting. Very often the patients are actually asleep during this, as under general anaesthesia, but it's perfectly possible to do it under local. In this particular machine, which I use, the body jet machine, the water-assisted machine, there's a small tube coming up the cannula or that squirts out, like a pressure washer, the local anaesthetic. And if you just do it slowly, people don't feel any pain. Fat doesn't have a lot of nerve endings in it. And then we suck out the fat in an even manner.
So does this solution break up the fat cells and just make it a lot easier then to suck up the fat afterwards?
Generally, the removal of the fat is done by the rasping action of the blunt end of the cannula. It's just the mechanical action of the fat against these blunt edges of the cannula. The fat is sort of sucked through these holes, and as you move the cannula back and forth, it pulls it, drags it away from its bearings. Dragging it away is better than cutting it. If you cut, the vessels bleed. If you drag them, they tend to contract. However, in this water-assisted technique, this slight pressure of fluid does dislodge the fat. So that's really quite useful where the fat's difficult to remove.
Is it purely fat cells you are sucking out? So is there any risk of sucking out any other things in the process?
Most of the areas we're treating, there is only fat there beneath the skin, and the next layer down is the muscle, which is pretty resistant to trauma.
I'd like to know a bit about what happens to the person afterwards. What are the risks of infection and things through this procedure? Is it just the same as any other type of surgery?
Infection really doesn't occur with liposuction unless one's doing something else as well, some skin excision, some other operation as well. bleeding. With the adrenaline, it's reduced, but it is only bruising, and it does disappear. So after about 3 weeks, the visible bruising has gone, and depending on the area of the body, the healing process continues, and deeper damage heals too, usually over about 3 months.
Now, what about the actual functioning of the patient's metabolism? So you've just removed all these fat cells from the person. What would happen to them if they were to then put on weight?
They'd put on weight elsewhere in exactly the same way as they did before the operation. It doesn't affect that at all. They don't put it on at a greater or lesser rate, but they don't have the fat being put on in the area that's treated, so it's a permanent change of shape.
So even if someone does have liposuction, they should really be having a kind of a healthy diet and reasonably moderate exercise afterwards in order to keep themselves that way?
Yes, that's absolutely right.
Now, by the sounds of it, this procedure is quite purely aesthetic, so it's not an actual treatment for obesity as such?
No, it isn't really. And if you were going to remove that amount of fat, it would be many very big procedures, and it would probably be very difficult to get the result even. And the other limitation is just the general effect on the body, that if we're removing more than about 3 or 4 litres of fat, there's going to be a lot of bleeding, and therefore the haemoglobin will drop and people feel very weak afterwards.
Now, could liposuction